L'Invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Welcome back to L'Invité de Clark. I'm your host, Clark Ady. We're going to do part two of our interview with Daisy Magday, who's from Châteauneuf-du-Fou. We're going to talk a little bit more about her line of work in that area, which is an interesting topic. For those of you who maybe missed part one, be sure and get on the website of radio-harmony.com and listen to part one, because you'll hear about life in the Philippines as it was some years ago. Very interesting. Welcome back, Daisy. Thanks for staying, and looking forward to talking to you some more.
Okay, thank you very much. Here we go.
Yes, okay. We kind of finished with the big excursion out to the ocean, and we talked a little bit about language, because that's an interesting concept to grow up with three different languages like that. But then eventually you decided to leave, and I think you told me you were maybe 17 or 18. And how did you happen to pick the UK, or how did that come about?
My mother was in UK, and she asked us to come over. So we joined her. In 1985, I left Philippines and stayed there until 2017, really, and moved to France after that.
How much English did you have when you arrived in the UK originally?
Well, quite basic, although the medium of language in university, because I went to university, was English. It's really more American English, if you like.
Yeah,
so even though... I mean, you will know that because you've been...
Yeah, we have a history of that relationship with the Philippines.
So the American English is, although it's completely different to English for some reason, in my experience anyway. Certainly the pronunciation. So it was a great fun, but yes, it's I spoke a little bit of English when I came, so. It wasn't so bad, aside from the accent and from pronunciation.
And I think you told me also one time that Spanish was still around in the Philippines because of that, 400 years that they were there. And I recognized when we talked a little bit some of those words that were there.
But Tagalog, our main language, is Spanish-based because we were colonized by Spaniards. And so therefore, we learned Spanish in school rather than French.
Yeah. When do they start teaching language in the Philippines? Is it very young?
Early age, elementary. You have to attach Spanish in elementary school. And mainly on the elementary school, which is really interesting, because in high school, we did the history instead of Spanish. But obviously in university, we didn't have to do all of that. But yes, it was really early age we learned Spanish.
Good, yeah. All right, so you arrive in the UK, you jump off the airplane, and what happens?
Arriving in UK, I think it was interesting but shocking at the same time, because I remember arriving in the airport and with our little innocent mind, for some reason, I was expecting to see a lot of snow. But even though we arrived in October, there was no snow, and that was a disappointing part. But the interesting part is when we went outside the day after and we went to this grocery store market, and all the chocolates and the apples, and our eyes lit up, and I said, oh my God, there's so many chocolates. So many apples, you know, things that we really didn't have in the Philippines. You know, we have to buy chocolate in the black market. And suddenly you see them all lined up, and I said, oh my God, we didn't know what to pick. So yes, that's the interesting bit. And then work-wise was difficult because I didn't know what to do. But anyhow, to summarize it, I did a lot of, initially I went to work in a bureau to change. And that was interesting because different currencies of the world, and I was interested into that.
Where was that? Was that in London?
It was in London. It was in Euston Station. I was posted, and Oxford Circus were the two I was posted in. But and then after that, I wasn't happy, and I wanted to move on. my mother wanted me to work in a restaurant. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. So I decided I had to learn shorthand and typing, because at the time there was a lot of admin work and secretarial work. So I did that. I passed. And when I passed, I started temping. A lot of temping worked. And so I got posted to different companies. I have quite a lot of temping work in the cities, and I was introduced to that. And then finally, until I got a permanent job, Eurostar.
Yeah.
Eurotunnel, not Eurostar. Mm-hmm. And it was actually half French and half English, the company.
Yeah.
And that's where I met Stephen. And that was in late 86, 87. And then I stayed there for a while. It was a challenging role. And I was very lucky because one of the director liked me. And so he called me Speedy Gonzalez. So he gave me all the jobs, you know, and every time he gave me a job, everything is done in all in his table. And I think he liked me because I do the job, you know.
Right, you're a hard worker.
Although my English wasn't excellent, I understood it. I just did everything. So I did all of that. And because of that, I was very famous with the directors, but I was very unpopular with the secretaries. And I was going, where shall I go? So I just carried on because I said, you know what? I came here to work. So yeah. I just do what I need to do.
Yeah.
So I did that. And I stayed there until 1988.
So you and Stephen decided eventually, though, to leave Great Britain and come to France. What year was that?
2017, when I came here.
Oh, okay. So you're in UK quite a while. Then you came here.
And yes.
There was another language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I moved to another job, which is my best job. It was in a small outfit of the really examination board dealing with marketing, advertising, that sort of thing. And I enjoyed it because it has a connection with the government, with the House of Commons. So yes, that was my peak of my career, and I enjoyed that very much.
For those just tuning in, where I'm interviewing Daisy Magday, originally of the Philippines. Well, you know, you got another career here that's doing very well. I want you to describe what you do in the region around Chateauneuf. I've been lucky enough to have Daisy as one of my instructors.
Thank you.
She's very good and very patient with guys like me who want to do more yoga, want to do more stretching, want to pretend like we're getting in shape, but with her, you better concentrate because she's great. So let's talk about your work. You work not just in Chateauneuf. How many towns do you serve?
Well, I work in Lennon, three classes in Lennon on a Monday.
Yeah.
Chateauneuf on a Tuesday, four classes. And Trégorès, I had two on a Wednesday evening and a Friday morning. So those are my classes at the moment. And hopefully I'm looking to expand. At the moment, talking to Corey, the mayor of Corey, and hopefully look something there, hopefully.
So usually are you hired by an association then?
I work with an association, but with Lennon and Trust and Chateauneuf, it's my own business. And I hire the whole through the local mayor.
I see, yeah. So describe a little bit your class offerings, what you teach to people who come to you.
Right. Basically, it's called the freestyle yoga. And it's really basically stretching, using the yoga pose, Pilates, and a bit of Tai Chi. And everybody is really welcome to the class. You know, there's no set age. And really, I'm adapting the class and the course through people's daily life. You know, what they do, you know, yeah, they have problems with bending and all the muscles, the problems that they have with their muscles and their mobility and balance. So my posture is really adapting to those needs. So I think people who come to my class tend to stay and come back if they have a particular set of time and they were asked, because they realize it's helping them.
Yeah.
And my movement and my posture are really evolving, and I'm changing them constantly to adapt to these needs, because I think it's very important.
It has to be relevant to people, and I can attest that you don't have to look like so many of those yoga posters that show somebody in these impossible physical positions. It isn't like that at all.
Yeah.
It's very, like she says, it's sort of custom made to what you can do, and get you to really appreciate what yoga in particular can bring to your life. It's a great thing. So what about class size? How would you say that you...
Class size, I think normally in Lennon I have 21 in total, but I break this down in three groups, because depending is on the hall you have. It's a fairly small hall, the one in Lennon. So I have 21, so I have eight in the morning, six in the afternoon, and eight in the evening. So that's my Lennon one. For Shatana, and also because of COVID, I was forced to sort of cut my classes down and then just have a maximum number in a class. In Shatana, I have a fairly different one. I have eight in the morning. I have two in the morning, eight, six in the afternoon.
Okay.
And I have the nine in the afternoon. But in the evening, I only have, I think, five. So.
Well, that's good, though. I mean, you have time to work with individuals in those kind of classes, because they're not huge classes. And would you say they're an hour in length most of the time?
Yeah.
They are an hour, yeah. What do you think about a genuine attitude towards fitness here in the Finisterre? Have you seen any, you've been here, almost 8 years. Has there been any marked change in attitude about that? Are you finding people less interested, more interested, not much change?
It's interesting you ask that question, because the moment you mention fitness, people tend to run away. Yes, it's interesting, because my thought before is I go to freestyle fitness yoga, because that's really what is my qualification. But since people say fitness, oh no, they run away. So now, because of that, I changed my focus. I said, no, Daisy, go for mobility.
Good.
And balance, and adapt your class to people's daily life, you know, what they do and stuff like, and for the injuries, it's really to avoid injuries. That's my aim.
So
really now for me, I don't know how you call it, whether it's well-being or mobility or
quality of life. Quality of life, and that's what you're doing. Every one of those things you describe adds to one's enjoyment of life. You know, physically mobile is very important. That's a great contribution. I think we ought to tell people how to get a hold of you, because I'm sure there's going to be some interest, whether it's somebody that wants to have somebody like you in their town, or somebody who just wants to attend a class. What's the best way to do that?
The best thing to do is to send me a message. I can give you my number, my phone number.
Okay.
07.
Yeah.
69 38 72 74.
So I'll read that back for people if they want to get a pencil and a piece of paper. It's Daisy Magday, Magday, and she's the instructor of yoga. The number is 07 69 38 72 74. If you miss that, you can always call the station, and we can make sure you get that information. So, Daisy, thanks so much for being with us today.
I can just say something. I forgot to mention the most important thing. Mm-hmm. When for my yoga, I use chair yoga as well. So I think that's
A good point.
Because people love that, because of the balance. As soon as they see the chair, they suddenly feel confident. So it's very important that I use your chair for my exercises, and also some softball and some elastic bands.
Well, that's another example of how you modify the class to fit the needs of the participants, sure. Well, carry on. We all need it. Thanks so much for everything that you're bringing to us and for coming on the show, too. We spent enough time for a couple of shows. I highly encourage anybody who's interested to contact Daisy and see what she has to offer. You'll not be sad that you did it, I can tell you. And she's a fun person, too. It's not like you're dreary. She's happy and helpful. Thanks, Daisy. Hope to see you again real soon.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
L'invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.